Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi. Today we're going to learn more about the Live Text Access project, which aims to design a certified curriculum for real-time intralingual speakers and velotypists. If you have listened to our previous interviews, then you already know that there is a lot to take in, so stay with us, because today we are going to look at the LTA project from a user's point of view. And one of the partners of the LTA project is precisely an End Users Association, the European Federation of Hard of Hearing People. And today we have virtually with us Marcel Bobeldyk, the president of this European organization. Marcel, welcome to Fred, and thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Okay, Marcel, tell us more about yourself and about the European Federation of Hard of Hearing People. What is the main aim of this organization?
Yes, let me start by myself. I am 45 years old. I'm living in the Netherlands, and I'm hard of hearing from the first second of my life. And I have two hearing aids on both ears. And I have done my education started in the sexual education for hard of hearing children, and later I have to do it in the regular education. I'm working for the Dutch tax office here in the Netherlands, and I'm now one of the, I'm working for the human resource department for illness people and advise the managers how to deal with illness people. And as volunteer, I'm working for the Dutch Organization for Hard of Hearing People with a focus to subtitling on television here in the Netherlands. And we are many years very active on that issue. And the last year, is it more focused to the quality of subtitling? And I'm also now, on volunteer basis, the president of the European Federation of Hard of Hearing People. And the federation promotes the interests of hard of hearing people in the European Union, but also outside the European Union. And when we talk about hard of hearing people, that is also included people who are late deafness, just that are people that became deaf of hard of hearing when they are older, and people with a cochlear implant, that are the cochlear implant users, but also people with the tinnitus or an other group. And we present you can say all the age, but there is also a special youth group, and we are close in cooperation with them. But what our focus is to inform our members, inform them from each other, but also promote the interest of this group at European level. In Brussels, we are an active member of the European Disability Forum, so that we are not only focused to subtitling on television, but also on public transport and accessibility in all ways. And also, it is important for us that the example, the hearing aid professional service is from good quality and free for all.
So the Federation also aims to raise awareness about the profile, the needs, and let's say the preferences of hard of hearing people. And Marcel, I know that the European Federation of Hard of Hearing People has published its own guidelines on accessibility for hard of hearing people. So what does accessibility mean for people with a hearing loss, Marcel?
In a short summary, that we can participate in all levels of the society. When we talk about education, that the parents can make a decision that the hard of hearing child go to special education what they have offered the possibility that the hard-of-hearing child participate in the regular education, but then with technical support and a hearing loop system or an extra teacher or speak-to-text support in the class. And that is also, but in education, that is also the same at work, so that all hard of hearing people have the same possibilities of the labor market, so that they can do all the jobs that they like to do. And also there, sometimes with support, with speak-to-text support. For example, me, when I participate in a meeting with more than 20 people, mm-hmm. I have always a speak-to-text reporter or interpreter with me. And here in the Netherlands, it's not very easy to do that because there are a lot of speak-to-text reporters. So that the most important is that we can participate in the society on all levels. Mm-hmm. And now it's a big campaign to make the European election accessible. Mm-hmm. And of course, that is also important for hard-of-hearing people, but the voting in the voting pool or voting station is most of the time not a problem. The problem is more that the information from the political parties on television or on radio are not accessible for hard-of-hearing people, because a lot of TV programs are not subtitled, so that in that case, hard-of-hearing people miss a lot of information. And of course, you can read it on in the newspaper or in the magazine or on the website, but it is very difficult for hard-of-hearing people to participate in the political process, because the political meeting or event are most of the time not accessible.
Mm-hmm. So accessibility for hard-of-hearing people means a broad range of assistive technology, and the LTA project deals in particular with the real-time subtitles. And I know that the European Federation of Hard-of-Hearing People regularly publishes surveys and comparative documents showing the rates of subtitling in member countries. So, Marcel, what is the current situation regarding real-time subtitling, and why are real-time subtitles so important?
It is important that all hard-of-hearing people have the same access to information to everyone, and it is in our opinion and human right that also hard-of-hearing people have the access to the information. Is it on television? Is it on website? But it also access to cultural life, for movies in the cinema, and also to plays in the theater, etc. Mm-hmm. And what we see, there is a big gap in Europe. Example, in countries like the Netherlands and UK, we have very well organized speak-to-text reporters. The system in the Netherlands and UK are a little bit different. But, example, in Sweden, they have well organized the subtitling on the Swedish movies in the cinemas. That is, example, not happened in the Netherlands. So that there are differences between European countries. And there is also not a standardization. This is maybe an example. When you look in the Netherlands to subtitling on television, you use via teletext page 888, and in Germany they use other numbers. So that is so that when you visit Germany as tourists, it is very difficult to find out the subtitling on television. Of course, when you know the numbers, you know it, but at least for each channel, is it different? So the, what you see, example, in France, they have hard working for more and more subtitling, and also in Belgium, and also in Finland, and Sweden, Norway, and also in the Czech Republic and in Spain. But we see that not always the quality of the chip titling is very well.
This is why the LTA project is also so important. What is your role, Marcel, within the LTA project?
I'm very happy that it's for us very important that speak-to-text reporters are, of course, I said before, there's a big gap between the different European countries, in the UK and in the Netherlands and other some North Western European countries. You see that they have a lot of some speak-to-text reporters, that is from different qualities. But in a lot of European countries, there are not so much speak-to-text reporters. A lot of countries that are not well know about the possibilities related pre-speaking and fellow type, etc. So and that count in most of southeastern European countries, it is much focused to sign language, and I'm absolute and our organization is absolute not against to sign language, but the most of the hard of hearing people like to speak by voice,
yes,
and don't like to use sign language, but they need some extra support, mm-hmm. and that can be by speech to text, but we see a lot of European countries in the European Union, but also outside the European Union, that speech to text is not an option because there is no speech to text or there are very limited group of speech to text reporters, and then also very very low quality they working, and you can say that are more quick writers on a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
So that is important is for us that there are more speech to text reporters. So that more hard of hearing people can use it in education or at work or
and social life in general, mm-hmm.
and that the quality became better.
So the real time subtitlers trained by the LiveText Access project will certainly have suitable skills to provide high quality subtitles and to meet multiple market and user needs. So thank you very much, Marcus, for being with us today.
Okay.
And thank you very much to all of you. Don't miss our next interviews on Fredfin Radio to know more about the LTA project. This is Francesca Raffi and this is Fredfin Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.